Monday.
Yeah.
June 1st.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
I know.
It's already June. What?
I know.
And it was such a weird weekend because it was beautiful. Right?
Yes.
I mean, like, especially yesterday was a little cooler, but yesterday, once the sun went down and you went into the shade, it was like, ooh, hello.
Yeah, but the wind yesterday and the temp in the morning.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. And Saturday especially. We have this gorgeous weekend, and then, you know, all the entire country's on fire.
The entire country.
I mean, like, not literally on fire, although in some cases it is literal, mm-hmm. but just the response to the killing of George Floyd, that's one of those weird things. I keep forgetting his name for some reason, and everywhere. I'm like, God, I feel terrible about that. But yeah. So I mean, here, you know, I got to go on my friend's boat on Saturday, mm-hmm. you know, and then I'm getting my new Jeep today, mm-hmm. which I'm super excited about. Got some, you know, some time. I had to do some work over the weekend, but I got some time to plant some flowers on the deck and sit out on the deck. And the whole time I'm like feeling bad about it.
I know.
You know, like I think I've never been so aware of privilege.
Yeah, I think I was going to write something on Facebook like it's a beautiful day or something over the weekend. And then I stopped and I erased it.
I know. It's
because
weird.
I was just like, even like on the Coast page, I just wrote like, happy Monday, friends. And I was like, is that inappropriate to say? Because is it, you know,
I
want to be as respectful as possible, but it's hard to like, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It's weird. It's like it's you want to just enjoy your own life.
Right.
But you can't. I think if to be socially responsible, you have to at least, you know, even if you're not involved in the protest and what that's different. You know, you don't have to go to the protest. But but to just take a minute to appreciate, you know, your lot in life. You didn't choose to be born white.
Right.
And the privilege that comes along with it. So it's not your fault. You know, but it is something that we all should be aware of, you know, and
yeah. And there are times, though, when I see this stuff, I'll be honest, I do feel bad for being white. Like, I that's the only way that I can sum it up. I feel bad that people of my color treat African American people the way that they do.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, that is obviously the big problem, but it's also that it's just harder to be black in this country.
Yes.
Probably in this world. I mean, and I know that because I hear it from friends, but I'm lucky enough that I never have to experience it, you know, and you can ask and try and find out what it's like. We're going to talk to a friend of mine later on this morning who's a professor at Bowdoin, who's a person of color, and you know, what is this like for him, you know, and he's fine. You know, he's been teaching from home and stuff.
Yeah.
But. You know, it's and he has a good life, you know, but still it's different. And we're going to try to get some insight into that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that was all over the news over the weekend. And by the way, the mayor of Minneapolis is really hot.
Did you see him?
I didn't see him, but the
chief of police is awesome.
Yeah, no, but I was watching the mayor of because obviously Minneapolis has been hit harder than any other city with this because that was where it happened.
Yeah.
And the mayor was on TV, and I was like, is this like a movie casting, or is this the real mayor?
Wait, is this for real?
That's him. Jacob Fry.
Oh.
Right?
Actually, and I like that look very much with like the hair.
I know, he's got the hair, but he's young. He's in his 30s. I mean, he's 38, 39.
He's like hot and disheveled. Oh, God. Look at him.
He's not disheveled.
No, like not disheveled, but like that hot disheveled look, like sort of like the...
Oh, like the unshaven.
Right.
Right.
Right. Not like...
His hair's grown out.
Right. It's
well,
not
he
like he just...
hasn't gotten a haircut in a while.
But that's his like look, and it's sexy.
Yeah. He looks a little like Patrick Dempsey.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's... yeah. I mean, look at him.
Would you just look at him?
Right.
Oh, look at how cute he is.
Right? You know what's funny? When I went to Google his name, like I didn't even know his name. I went to look up his name, and I was like, "Who is this guy?" So I look him up, and one of the first things, you know how Google tries to autocomplete for you?
Yes.
One of the first things is Jacob Fry wife.
Oh.
So people are clearly trying to figure out: is this dude married?
Is he single?
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean, but he does. He looks like a young mayor from a movie.
Oh wow!
Right? I'm just scrolling through to Google Images and showing Kelly.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, he is cute.
Yeah. It looks like he's like in the movie casting, but I guess he's...
he's 38.
He's a prominent young
Man, I'm older than
mayor.
Him.
I know. Jeez. How about that? He's got, I mean, I can't imagine being in elected office right now during this. I can't imagine being a police officer during this.
Ugh.
I can't, you know, I was texting with a friend of mine who's a cop in Portland, and he sent me some pictures from the police department. You know, they've written a bunch of things on there, and it's really hard to balance out the understanding of the anger and the emotions.
Yes.
And then I just... You know, obviously people say not all cops are bad cops, you know, like that. Of course we know that.
Right.
But how do you balance the anger with acknowledging that? You know, it's tough.
Yep. A friend of mine put on, and I just wanted to bring it up real quick. A friend of mine who's a cop in Gorm posted this yesterday, and it says, "You see black man murdered by white cop. I see innocent man murdered by corrupt cop."
Hmm.
And I think that's...
Yeah, but you can't take the race part out.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's interesting. By corrupt... Right.
Right.
By corrupt cop. And yeah, but it does make a difference that it's a white cop and a black man.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
Yep.
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel for... I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could... Like, here I am texting him just going, I'm just glad you're out there, you know, making sure that the protesters are safe and...
Yeah,
you know, and I know this has got to be so weird, you know.
Yep,
it's like you can't, if you're a cop right now, you can't say anything that doesn't.
That's gonna.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's yeah.
It's tough.
The whole thing. I don't know what's happening right now in this world.
I know,
but it's.
I know. Well, because then throw on the, you know, it's like all of a sudden we see crowds and we're like, wait a minute, crowds? Like we haven't seen crowds
right.
And. You know, it's and you see them gathering and it's and of course like of course you say, "Oh my gosh, like this is a movement. Like this is a really powerful moment."
Right.
But then of course in the back of your mind, you can't help but think that person should put their mask on.
Well, I know, and that's what I'm thinking
So there are of course some concerns in certain cities, you know, about a spike in coronavirus, you know, infections because of this, but who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But we're here.
We're here.
We'll have some fun today. And obviously, you know, we can't go through the show without talking about it. But we'll try and have some fun and do some other stuff throughout the morning.